It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome. Nate Lull coming to you live from Franklin Central School as we get you set for a boys' Tri-Valley contest tonight between the home team, the Franklin Purple Devils, taking on the visiting GMU Raiders. And, of course, we were supposed to have a Sydney girls game tonight as they were set to host the Hancock Lady Wildcats, but no school today in Sydney, so no ball game. And it was like that across some of the teams in the MAC, BG, Afton, Harpersville, Sydney, all not having school today. So if you were looking for a ball game, they're kind of, you know, spread out tonight. Some areas a little less hit by that ice storm we had last night. And, you know, some were able to get in on a two-hour delay, much like Franklin and GMU. So we switched gears pretty quickly, and we headed up here to Franklin. Always glad to have some time here in Franklin. They treat us so well. So I want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, we had such a fun time last year with the Franklin Purple Devils. They were kind of that team that came out of nowhere to win and shock everybody and win the Tri-Valley League. So they are the defending league champions. Middle of the season, I think most people would have said, oh yeah, Franklin's, you know, maybe the fifth or sixth best team in the league, but they really came on strong. Of course, they got into the playoffs. There was a three-way tie for the last spot in the playoffs, and so to determine the seedings, they had to pull names out of a hat. Franklin got in, they went over to Morris, upset the Mustangs, and then, as everybody remembers, up at Hartwick College last year, took down the mighty Lawrence Leopards, and that was a big-time win, and they made some noise in sectionals, too, defeating this GMU team in the first round and then going over and almost knocking off Delhi. That game came right down to the buzzer, and the Bulldogs defeated Franklin there to move on to the sectional semifinals. So, you know, you lose some big pieces from that Franklin team from last year, especially, of course, 1,000-point scorer Derek Beers. You had Max Carey. You had Turner Thies. But they have some good pieces returning for Franklin, and they've had a good year so far. Of course, Joe Serra was an important piece, as well as Tyler Gregory, Colin Campbell, and Carson Dutcher. And you add in some new pieces like Joe Nowitny, who's a senior and is a very good baseball player here and just didn't come out for basketball last year. This year he's out on the hardwood and ready to play, as well as a transfer from Sydney, Mike Manzer, who was a very extremely athletic kid, played JV down in Sydney last year. And he is up this year, ready to do a great job as a junior here for Franklin. On the other side for GMU, the three-headed monster, as I like to call him, the point guard of Hunter Lockwood, and then the two big guys down low, and Ethan Butts, of course, and Mackenzie Kloon, and you had Andy Baker, who's a three-point specialist in there. GMU is a very, very talented team, and when the rankings came out today, they are in the honorable mention this week in the New York State Sports Writers state rankings for Class D, so that's really, really big for GMU. It's been a long time since they've been there, and they come in at 7-2, and they're a team that's going to be really, really good. They played strong with Lawrence. Lawrence pulled away from them late in the second half in that contest, but they're battle-tested and ready to go. So it's going to be a great contest here tonight between the guards and also the big guys down low. Everybody in the stands talking to them before the game say they're expecting a close one, and I am too. We're going to take a break and pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups, but when we come back, we'll have a boys' Tri-Valley contest tonight between GMU and Franklin here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need a
order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you had the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great, while you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back to Franklin Central Schools. We get you set for GMU and Franklin, a boys' Tri-Valley League contest tonight. And, of course, it's the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. First, the starting lineups for GMU and head coach Greg Bonskowski, a junior number 2, Hunter Lockwood, a junior number 14, Bryant Hill, A junior number 21, Ethan Butts, a senior number 23, Andrew Baker, and also a junior number 33, Mackenzie Clune. On the other side for Franklin, a junior number 3, Joe Cerro, a sophomore number 11, Tyler Gregory, a sophomore number 12, Colin Campbell, a junior number 15, Mike Manzer, and a sophomore number 32, Carson Dutcher, for head coach Matt Campbell. So we'll get set to go as Franklin's in the home white uniforms with the purple, the black, and the gold trims. His purple devils across the front of the uniform there. GMU is in the road royal blue uniforms tonight with the gold trims as Raiders and gold lettering across the front of the chest there for Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Has the white trim as well. So Franklin will go left to right to start things off. GMU right to left as both teams meeting with their respective coaches for one last little pep talk before we get underway. And, of course, these two teams had some close contests last year, most notably in sectionals right here on this floor. It was Franklin, the 7 seed, GMU, the 10, came right down to the wire, and Franklin was able to pull it out and move on to the second round. So I'm sure GMU will be thinking about that here tonight as they step out on the floor. This is a motivated GMU team, no doubt about that. So here we go. GMU will win the opening tip to Baker. Ahead now for Lockwood for Clune, who goes up for the right-handed layup. No good. Franklin a rebound, and Joe Cerro hustles back down the floor to set up the offense for the Purple Devils as they go left to right. Looks like a 3-2 zone here for GMU to start things off. Manzer in the corner, skips it across the top of the zone for Cerro. Spot up lefty three, no good. Manzer a rebound, throws it up looking for contact. He couldn't get it. Tyler Gregory on the rebound. It's tied up there with Mackenzie Clune. A jump ball will keep the possession with the Purple Devils. 30 seconds into the ball game, folks. We're scoreless between GMU and Franklin. Franklin will get this one in. Dutcher with a pull-up jumper from the left elbow. No good. Hunter Lockwood rips down a rebound for GMU. He'll walk it up the floor. In front of the scorer's table, outside the three-point line here for Andrew Baker. Baker back for Lockwood. Is looks like a 2-3 zone here for Franklin. Back for Baker. His three is short. Rebound for Butts, though, of GMU. Skips it back across for Baker. We're a minute into the ball game here. Still scoreless. Butts down low for Clune. He's loose in the paint. Little right-handed hook off the back rim. Too strong. No good. Franklin with another rebound, and off to the races they come here with Joe Cerro. Cerro down the floor to the right side. Was being closely guarded there by Lockwood and Clune as they brought it up the floor. Franklin gets it to the high post for Manzer. Spot-up jumper is pure. And good for Mike Manzer. His first 2 points of the contest gives Franklin a 2-0 lead. GMU walks it up the floor once again, crossing the Franklin Central logo at midcourt. Lockwood left side for Hill. Into the corner now for Ethan Butts and back for Lockwood. Still 2-3 zone for Franklin. Again into the corner for Hill. And Bryant Hill will knock it down for 3. And that gives GMU their first bucket of the night, 3-2. On top of Franklin on the road. 6:20 to go, first quarter now, a steal. Clune pops one ahead here for Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood, nice dribble drive, tries to dish one off down low for Clune. Lost it out of bounds, but it will stay with the blue and gold of GMU. 6:12 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDL. GMU with an early 3-2 lead over Franklin. GMU gets it in, nice lob pass for Ethan Butts, and one, and the foul. He'll head to the line. Lockwood just lobbed it up there for the big fella. and Butts went up to grab it, got the contact, and got the bucket to go. So GMU leads 5-2 with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. And Ethan Butts to the line, and his shot is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Carson Dutcher, and an outlet pass to Joe Cerro. Cerro brings the ball up the floor, crosses the timeline, goes to the right side of the floor, now to the high post for Dutcher. Turn around, pull up, jumper, no good. Rebound is loose, both teams fighting for it. Manzer comes down with it, blocked by Butts, but he's hammered on the arm by Butts. And Manzer will go to the line. So Manzer brought that down, and then Butts got a piece of him as he went back up for that left-handed layup. Head coach Greg Bonskowski not necessarily agreeing with the officiating. And so this is Manzer to the line here to shoot two with 5:55 to go first quarter. Manzer to the line, takes a deep breath. First shot is up and good for Mike Manzer. So he has all 3 points so far here tonight for Franklin as they trail 5-3 with 5:55 again to go in this first quarter. Manzer settles in for the second shot. Here it comes from Manzer, up and good. Took a long pause on that one. Manzer has 4 points. Franklin has 4 points, and they trail by one. 5-4 with 5:45 to go in this first quarter. Lockwood will leave one off here for Baker. Reverses it for Hill on the right side as GMU goes right to left. They try to skip across the top of the zone, stolen away here by Joe Cerro. And now a reach-in foul here on GMU. Let's see who they get it on. Could be on Lockwood or Kloon. They'll get it on Kloon. I wondered, the first few times up the floor, Kloon has tried to pick a pocket, and it's like one of those calls the officials is just waiting to get you on if you're a big guy. 5:35 to go in this first quarter. It's 5-4. GMU still holding a one-point lead. Franklin trying to cut into it. Colin Campbell into the corner now for Gregory. Lost it, but back to Campbell, and across for Joe Cerro. Steps in, down low to the paint for Dutcher. Lost the handle, but it goes right back to Cerro. Turnaround shot is blocked there by Butts. And the big 6'5" big man gets an outlet pass here to Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood down the left side of the floor, behind the back dribble. Picks it up, skips it across the zone, finds Baker. And a pump fake on a three causes a travel, and they'll give it right back to Franklin. 5:10 to go first quarter. 5-4 is the score. GMU on top of Franklin on the road. Here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. We want to welcome in all our listeners on the website tonight as now GMU will come up with a steal. A loose ball was picked up by Ethan Butts and an outlet pass to Baker, who zips in front of the scorer's table on the far side. Plays a little give and go with Lockwood, now into the corner for Kloon. Back for Lockwood in front of the Franklin bench, right side. Passes down low for Kloon, wasn't expecting it. Ball out of bounds. Last touched here by Franklin, as Dutcher was trying to save it at the last minute, couldn't do it, so it stays with GMU. They lead by one, 5-4. 4:40 to go in the first quarter. GMU gets it into the corner for Lockwood. Spots up for three, dies on the front rim, ball is loose. GMU comes back with it for Butts. Now for Lockwood, steps in for a long two right side off the front rim, no good, and a foul will be called here on GMU. Let's see who they get this one on. It could be on Butts or it could be on Hill. And it's going to be on Butts, it looks like. That's his second, so he's going to have to come to the bench. And one of the GMU big guys is going to have to sit. That hurts the Raiders. And Gavin Bonskowski will come in. The eighth grader is going to have some big shoes to fill here. Out on the floor early in this one as GMU leads 5-4 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Franklin passing down low, but again, another steal here by Baker. And he'll safely get it to the hands of Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood for Bonskowski, now back for Lockwood. Bounce pass, left side for Hill. Now for Baker. Into the corner as GMU sets up the offense. Baker has his pocket picked out of bounds by Cerro. So it'll stay with GMU. Just ran out of real estate there as he tried to go for the steal. 4:05 to go in the first quarter. GMU boys still leading on the road against Franklin. Here by one. Kloon will inbound on the baseline for GMU, gets it in for Lockwood, who will safely set up the offense. Bounce pass for Bonskowski on the left side, closely guarded in the 2-3. It's very active by Colin Campbell. Lockwood splits the top of the defense, though, takes it to the 10, can't get the little floater in the paint to go, and Franklin with a rebound and Mike Manzer, but lost it right back to Hill. Gave it away as he tried to dribble out of trouble. Passes now for Andy Baker. His long two is off the front of the rim, out of bounds and back to Franklin. Boy, a game of hot potato here so far in the first quarter, especially on that possession. Both teams struggling to hold on to it. 3:45 to go first quarter. It's GMU 5 and Franklin 4. Manzer goes to the bench, and so Joe DeWitney will step in here for the Purple Devils. Now Whitney playing a guard spot here on the left side. Zips one in for Dutcher, who takes it to the rim. And Carson Dutcher, the tall, lanky sophomore, puts it in. And it's Franklin 6, GMU 5, with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Lockwood to the right side. Now for Hill at the top of the key. Franklin defense right in his face. Back for Lockwood, who's at about NBA 3 range right now. Here's Bonskowski looking for options. Chest pass to the far side into the corner for Lockwood with 15 on the shot clock. Lockwood wants that three, steps into it, left it short, not enough spice on that one. Kloon, a rebound, up off the glass, can't get it to go, still loose, and Franklin comes away. Here's Sarrell running the fast break, gets down low into the paint, and that will be a charge as Ben Skowski is able to set his feet in the cement and take the charge there, as Sarrell was kind of losing control as he got deep into the paint. 2:55 to go in this first quarter. It is Franklin 6, GMU 5. The Raiders were shooting well early, but now have gone cold a little bit on the last two possessions. Lockwood up the floor to the right side as GMU goes right to left. Raiders looking to break the streak here, a scoreless streak on this possession. Bonskowski back for Lockwood. To the right side again, splits the defenders at the top of the key. Little floater, can't get it to go. And there will be a foul on the rebound. Let's see who this one is on. The officials going over explaining this call here to Matt Campbell. And it looks like that'll be on Mackenzie Kloon. That's his second for GMU. So the Raiders, big guys, Kloon and Butts, are both in foul trouble now with two early ones. 2:30 to go in this first quarter and a backcourt violation on the Purple Devils as they tried to go to Tyler Gregory, back up by half court off his fingertips. And so possession will go back to GMU. And boy, both coaches unhappy with the start to this game for their respective teams. 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Here is Bonskowski outside the three-point line. Now back to Lockwood as they try to set it up here. GMU looking for some motion on offense. They go down low for Baker. He's fouled from behind by Manzer. And we'll have a whistle. So that is going to be the third team foul on Franklin. GMU has four. Butts is going to come back into the ballgame, and Kloon will come to the bench here for GMU. So Butts is going to have to be careful playing with those two fouls. Bonskowski into the corner now for GMU. Dribble drive and a travel violation as he tried to stop, pivot, and give it back to Lockwood, but he shuffled his feet first. So both teams searching for that rhythm here in the first quarter, and neither has found it yet. 2:10 to go in this first quarter. It is Franklin 6, GMU 5 in this boys' Tri-Valley contest tonight live here in Franklin. Left side here for Cerro into the high post for Tyler Gregory. Steps in the paint, throws one off the glass, no good. Baker a rebound. He's done a good job in there for GMU. Lockwood up the floor. He's looking to get things started. Lockwood down low, hands it off for Butts, back out for Hill, and he leaves a three-pointer short. Rebound. Cerro couldn't get to it, so it stays with GMU. Boy, the Raiders, all their shots just seem to be a little short to start things off here. Gregory will go to the bench as well as Mike Manzer. Dutcher comes in as well as Zach Bryan here for Purple Devils. And here is Ethan Butts at the high post. Back for Bonskowski with a minute 40 to go. First quarter. Back out Baker. Three-pointer. No good. Hit the back rim. Popped high up in the air and a rebound for Franklin with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Franklin 6 and GMU 5. Franklin with the ball with Colin Campbell on the left side of the floor. Stolen away here by Lockwood. Lockwood, the smart junior point guard, will bring it up the floor for GMU. Thought about a three. Pump fakes, gets in the paint. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound here for Franklin. And an outlet pass here to Joe Cerro. Cerro couldn't hold on to it. And the ball came right over to our broadcast booth. I think Cerro would have normally gone and got that ball, but it's coming right towards our table. So instead he put on the brakes. Stays with Franklin, though. Last touch by GMU. Let's see what the Purple Devils do with a minute to go here in the first quarter with a 6-5 lead. Into the corner for Joan DeWitney. Down low for Zach Bryan. Looking to go up. Puts it in. Zach Bryan with his first bucket of the night off the bench. And Franklin leads 8-5 now. Back up the floor for Hunter Lockwood. GMU trails by 3 with 45 seconds to go in the opening frame. Lockwood against the 2-3 zone, now finds Hill, back for Lockwood, wants that three, trying to get things going, gets it to go. Hunter Lockwood nails the three-pointer from the top of the key, and we're tied 8-8 with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cerro crosses the midcourt line, finds DeWitney, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. They go down low, here for Dutcher, off the glass, too hard, rebound still is loose, And finally, GMU will come away with 15 seconds to go on the clock with Boskowski. Zips down the right side of the floor. Stops with 10 seconds left. Gets it back for Lockwood. Little give and go right back to Boskowski. Into the corner for Baker. Boskowski now, 3 seconds left. They get one over for Hill at the buzzer. Top of the key, no good. The end of the first quarter, and it's Franklin and GMU knotted up at 8 in a boys' Tri-Valley showdown. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter in Franklin, and Hunter Lockwood wants a three for GMU on the left side of the floor. It's no good. And a rebound here for the Purple Devils. Ball comes loose, and a foul is going to be called here on Hunter Lockwood as we're just starting the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. 8-8 the score between Franklin and GMU. We were supposed to have a Sydney girls game tonight as they were hosting Hancock, but again, a bunch of schools were closed today with some icy weather last night, so we switched gears for a game that was still on as that game was canceled with no school. And so here we are, and it's a good one so far. GMU with a steal down the right side of the floor for Lockwood, puts it up and in. And Lockwood has 5 points now to lead all scorers, and GMU retakes the lead 10-8. With 7:25 to go in the second quarter. Here's Zero. Great dish down low for Dutcher. And he absolutely threaded the needle there to get it through. Unbelievable play. Great pass by Zero to find a wide open Dutcher. And he finishes. 10-10 with just about a minute gone here in this second quarter live in Franklin. Here's Boskowski, the eighth grader. Will pass one back here for Hill. Great pass down low from Hill to Baker. And he's fouled. But I don't think the bucket's going to count here. He was just fouled before he put it up. But again, another nice pass there from Hill as he absolutely was able to zip it around the corner and get it to go. So we're tied 10-10 with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Franklin and GMU boys here tonight on CDO. GMU gets it in going right to left for Lockwood. His little runner in the lane is no good. Ripped down the rebound here by Carson Dutcher and an outlet pass for Josero. Zero up the floor, sets up the offense. GMU in the 2-3 zone on defense. Here is Jonah Whitney back for Zero, who still has no points here tonight. GMU has been blanketing him, really watching where he goes as he can't be a deadly shooter. He's fouled on this possession, though, and that one will be on Bryant Hill. Mackenzie Clune's going to come back in, so now you have your two big guys in for GMU, Clune and Butts, both with two fouls. Franklin gets it in. Here's Josero, top of the key for three. Just as I say that, the lefty puts one in. And that gives Franklin a 13-10 lead with 6:35 to go in the second quarter. Lockwood is over the timeline. Passes down low for Clune. A great look down low. And Clune with his first points of the night. And a beautiful assist there from Lockwood. And it's 13-12 with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Here's No Whitney on the right side of the floor. Gets into the paint. Hanging jumper. No good. Went about halfway down and then popped free. Clune with a rebound and an outlet pass here to McKenzie. Or McKenzie gets one to Hunter Lockwood. Ahead now for Butts, who puts it in. And Butts with 4 points. Franklin takes a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. with the score GMU 14, Franklin 13. We'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Franklin with the ball, but another steal by Hunter Lockwood down the right side of the floor to the bucket, up and in. Lockwood with seven, and he had to earn that one the hard way. And GMU is up 16-13. Here's Nowitny with a 20-footer on the right side. Off the mark, GMU lets it roll out of play, and the ball back to the Raiders. Hunter Lockwood was cold early in the game, but now really starting to heat up. He's got a game-high 7 points. Up the floor he comes with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. It's 16-13. GMU leading Franklin on the road here tonight at FCS. Baker finds Lockwood, dribble drive left side, trying to pass one down low for Kloon. Somehow gets it back out for Lockwood. On the left side corner three, no good. Rebound for Joe Cerro. And Cerro will walk it up the floor here for Franklin. They trail by three. And now a lofty pass over for Nowitny. Now for Colin Campbell, back for Cerro. Left side three, got it. Joe Cerro, his second triple of the night. We're tied up at 16 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Lockwood over the half-court line, finds Bonskowski, dribble drive down low for Kloon at the right low block. Turn around, little jumper, no good. Butts with a rebound. He puts it up, can't get it to go. Gets another rebound, and we'll have a jump ball as he got tied up with Tyler Gregory. And the arrow will give it back to the Devils. With 4:50 to go in the second quarter, both teams fighting really hard. It's a great battle on the boards tonight. So we're tied up 16-16, and Franklin has the ball. They'll walk it up the floor going left to right on your radio dial. In the home white uniforms with the purple trim tonight, here is Nowitny, closely guarded by Bonskowski. He'll pass one off here for Logan Young at the top of the key as Franklin sets up the offense. GMU in the 2-3. Here is Nowitny, passing one across, and Franklin, the spot-up jumper is good for Logan Young. He puts it in, and Franklin retakes the lead 18-16, and the seesaw battle continues. Left side for Baker. Back now for Lockwood with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. GMU trailing by two. Baker is normally the three-point specialist. He's still looking for his first bucket of the night. Now back for Bonskowski. Left side three. That's off the mark. Kloon with a rebound as he skies high for that one. Back out for Lockwood. Little crossover move. Back for Kloon. Give and go. Back to Lockwood. And the floater is up and good. Great little give and go from Lockwood to Kloon. Back to Lockwood. He's got nine, and GMU ties it up at 18. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. And to the right side here for Young. Logan Young with the ball, back off for Jonah Whitney. Closely guarded here by Bonskowski, but he passes down low, blocked out of there by Butts as Gregory went up for the right-handed layup, but now we'll have a foul. With 3:39 to go in the second quarter, we're tied at 18. And this is going to be a foul down low, I believe, on Mackenzie Kloon. Let's see. Yes, Kloon's third, and he's going to have to come out of the game now, and Bryant Hill will check back in. So Kloon with three, and he's going to have to sit here. That's tough. One of the members of the three-headed monster here for GMU. 3:39 to go, second quarter. Again, tied up at 18. And Tyler Gregory to the line here for Franklin. Dives on the front of the rim, no good. Rebound here for Butts. And a pass out to get things started for Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood down the right side of the floor. Stops, picks up his dribble, finds Bonskowski in the corner now for Baker. Baker across the top of the zone, back for Hill. Finding Lockwood, top of the key, 20 on the shot clock. Bounce pass to the high post to Butts, back out Lockwood. Fade away, three, and he's got it. Lockwood's got 12. Lockwood is catching fire, and GMU leads 21-18. Hunter Lockwood with 12. 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Franklin with the ball going left to right. Here's Nowitny. Passing one off in front of the GMU bench to Joe Cerro. Down low. That one is no good as Cerro couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Butts and a head now for Lockwood. Stops. Thinks about that three. Spots up. Puts it up. Leaves it short. Rebound back to the Devils. Boy, Lockwood wanted that one. Now ahead here for Joe Cerro. Cerro down the right side of the floor, passing down low, looking for Logan Young. He's blocked out of there, and a traveling violation first. As I was going to say, that block there by Butts was really, really clean. But instead, they called the traveling violation. 2:40 to go before the halftime break, and you'll want to stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll get you a scoring summary here from the first half. Right now, GMU leading Franklin 21-18 on the road here tonight at Franklin Central. Into the corner now for the Raiders. Ponskowski back for Lockwood in front of the Franklin bench, passing into the corner for Baker, but it's just knocked out of bounds there by the Purple Devils. Both teams not afraid to go to the bench. As again, Franklin will come in with Zach Bryan. GMU looks to get the ball in. They do to Lockwood in the corner, closely guarded by Colin Campbell. Gets the ball free here for Bryant Hill. Spots up right side three off the side of the rim. And an outlet pass and fast break here for Joe Cerro. Cerro to the rim. Can't get it to go, and Butts skies for another rebound. Ahead now for Lockwood. Down the left side of the floor, and Lockwood wisely pulls it out. Gets it up for Baker. Spots up for three. No good. Left it short. GMU has been leaving a lot of them short here tonight. Nowitny the rebound for Franklin. Streaks down the floor on the left side and leaves a lob pass off for Cerro with a minute 50 to go before the halftime intermission. 21-18, GMU on top of Franklin. Now here is Nowitny, right side, three off the back rim. Ball is still loose. Caroms to the side of the court over by the GMU bench, and that's where the Raiders will scoop it up. And Butts will find Bonskowski, who will walk it over the Franklin Central logo at half court. Right side now for Lockwood with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Lockwood outside the three-point line, heavily guarded this time as they go down low for Butts, up and in. Great move to get it down low for Ethan Butts. He's got six, and he was wide open on the right low block. And GMU leads 23-18 with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Here is Cerro back for Nowitny on the right side. Almost stolen away there by Bonskowski, but Franklin holds on. Here is Campbell back for Nowitny. Pump fakes on a three. Dribble drive. Passes down low for Dutcher. Off the glass and good for Carson Dutcher, and he's got six. And the Purple Devils are hanging tough with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 23-20, GMU on top by three. Raiders with the ball as they go right to left, and the royal blue uniforms with the gold trim here tonight. Bonskowski to the right side. Holding on to it, looking for options, goes to the high post. Now they kick it back out here for Baker. Down low for Butts. Can't get the right-handed layup to go. Boy, that one was point blank and he missed it. 30 seconds to go, and Franklin's going to have a chance to cut it to one or maybe tie if they hold for the last possession of the quarter. Back out for Nowitny. Dribble drive, right side, baseline, gets trapped down in no man's land. Somehow lobs it back out for Cerro. He gets in the paint, but it's stolen away. GMU with a two-on-one if they can hurry. Lockwood with the fake to the bucket, and it won't go in. Rolled on the side of the rim, but wouldn't go down. Ball loose on the floor. Last touch by GMU, and back to Franklin with 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Another layup that just wouldn't fall as it hung up there on the rim, just rolling around from left to right, but would not go down. So Franklin now with 5.5 seconds to work with here before the halftime break will look to get it in, and they do to Colin Campbell. Campbell to half court. Can he get one up? Campbell at the buzzer, a long two, can't get it to go down. So our halftime score is the GMU boys 23 and Franklin 20. We'll come back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report here. Great Tri-Valley League ball game here tonight between the Raiders and the Devils. Again, our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll get you a scoring summary and recap an exciting first half here between the Devils and the Raiders. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Morabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Morabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Morabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Morabito.
Certified Auto Outlet on Route 23 Southside in Oneonta is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mark Talbot and his staff wish all area teams good luck this season, especially the Morris Mustangs and GMU Raiders. Certified Auto is your local dealer for an amazing selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, minivans, and more. Browse their inventory online at CertifiedOneonta.com. Don't see what you like? Let the Certified Auto sales team find it for you. Call 433-2366. That's 433-2366. Certified Auto Outlet of Oneonta, your home for great deals.
Here's Manzer again, a little floater in the lane. No good, and a rebound here for Ethan Butts. So Butts and Kloon are both out there in foul trouble for GMU. They'll have to be careful. They go down low for Kloon. Turnaround shot is up and good, and Kloon now with 4 points, and GMU back ahead 25-22, just over a minute into the third quarter. Cerro down the right side of the floor, trapped, but he gets it one off for Tyler Gregory. Gregory to the right side of the floor, back for Cerro, safely into his hands, and we'll have a foul here with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. GMU leading 25-22. And looks like the foul will be on Andrew Baker, his first, team's first, in the second half. Gregory will put the ball in here for Franklin and gets one to Mike Manzer. Spots up at the foul line. The jumper is no good. Butts had a hand right in his face for GMU, and he left it short. And the Raiders back down the floor going left to right. Here is Lockwood outside the three-point line. Lockwood sets up the offense. GMU ahead by three. We're 2 minutes in to the third quarter. Down low for Butts. Skips one back across for Lockwood. Pump fakes on a three. Steps in. Right side jumper. Left it short. Rebound here for Colin Campbell of Franklin. And Campbell will walk it back up the floor. Passes one off for Joe Cerro. Thought about a dribble drive, but then put on the brakes. Tries to split through two defenders. Cerro gets it back. Still dribbling. Gets it down low here for Mike Manzer at the left low block. And we'll have a traveling violation on Manzer with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. It's 25-22 GMU on top of Franklin. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining me here tonight on CDO as Lockwood will walk it up the floor. Lockwood at the top of the key. Bounce pass here for Bryant Hill. And back out now for Andrew Baker. Baker, chest pass down low for McKenzie Kloon in the right low block. Nice defense here by Franklin, though, to keep him from throwing up that little baby hook that he likes so much. They go right back to Kloon. Tosses one up, can't get it to go. Butts on the rebound, lost control. Bryant Hill comes down with it, but this time Franklin will steal it from him and bring it up the floor. Ball out of bounds as Kloon punched it away here from Joe Cerro with 5:13 to go in the third quarter, and Franklin will inbound the ball right next to our broadcast table here at midcourt. As the Purple Devils go right to left, they'll get one in for Colin Campbell. Step in jumper is short. Dutcher with a rebound up and good, and Carson Dutcher now has a team high 8 points for Franklin. We're back to a 1 point game, 25-24, with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Lockwood, right side, now back for Bryant Hill. Lockwood, dribble drive, back for Hill, give and go. Hill with a spot-up three-pointer, no good. Rebound here for Franklin, and Dutcher rips it down and passes one out for Cerro. Cerro up the floor on the right side in front of the scorer's table, back here for Tyler Gregory. Gregory, dribble drive, bounces one down low for Dutcher, and the foul. And Dutcher is into double figures. He's got 10, and let's see who the foul is on for GMU. With 4:35 to go in this third quarter. Boy, it could have been on anybody down low. They get it on Baker, his second, team's second. Still no fouls in the third quarter here on Franklin. Colin Campbell comes out and Jonah Whitney comes in for Franklin. And here is Dutcher at the line trying to complete the three-point play. Dutcher's foul shot is up and good. And Dutcher has 11. And Franklin takes the lead 27-25. So GMU finds themselves trailing by two after they led by three at the break. Here is Baker. Chest pass far side for Hill and now back for Lockwood, who has 12 points but has not scored in the third quarter so far. Lockwood. Bounce pass for Kloon at the foul line. Can't get it to go. Rebound is taken down here by Dutcher, who's having a whale of a third quarter for the Purple Devils. Now Cerro for Jonah Whitney on the right side. Lost control, but instead goes down for Dutcher. Turns around and is blocked there by Ethan Butts with authority. Franklin picks up the loose change, though. Back for New Whitney. spots up for three, and that one is left short. GMU with a rebound. They trail 27-25. Here comes Lockwood down the center of the floor. Leaves one off for Clune to the 10, up and good for Mackenzie Clune. He's got six, and the nice assist there for Lockwood. We're tied up at 27 with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. GMU in the royal blue with the gold trim here tonight, still sitting in that 2-3 zone. Franklin goes down low again for Dutcher, but again, punched out of there by Ethan Butts, who's having a good night defensively, especially here in the third quarter with a couple of blocks. Here is Hill, trapped in the corner, turns around, shoots, and that one is well short of the rim, and Franklin with a rebound. Here's Manzer trying to go coast to coast, up and in, and Mike Manzer now has 8 points for Franklin, and they retake the lead 29-27 with 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Here is Lockwood at the top of the key, down low here for Clune. Clune up off the glass, gets the rim to go, and he'll put it in. And a timeout is taken here by GMU. The iron is kind there to Clune, as that one was hanging before it dropped in. So we're tied up at 29 with 2:55 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Dave Lowell with you this evening on CDO. As Franklin brings the ball up the floor, we're tied at 29. Ball is loose. Thought they were going to get a kick on that one, as Cerro's bounce pass looked like it ricocheted off a foot and then out of bounds. They will say it went off GMU last, and so Franklin will inbound the ball by the scorer's table on the far side with Tyler Gregory. Gets one into the backcourt here for Joe Cerro as Franklin goes right to left with 2:45 to go third quarter. We're tied at 29. Now a steal by GMU. Here's Clune coast to coast. He's fouled, but he can't get it to go. So again, tied up at 29 with 2:38 to go in the third quarter, and Clune will step to the charity stripe. Clune playing with foul trouble here. He's got three, but he's played well here in the third quarter. Knock on wood if you're a GMU fan. Clune to the line with 8 points and leaves this one short off the front of the rim. So Clune will step in here for the second shot, trying to give GMU the lead once again as we're knotted up at 29 apiece. Clune's second shot is good, so he has nine, and he's putting GMU on his back here in this third quarter and carrying them. So GMU 30, Franklin 29 in a boys' Tri-Valley contest tonight. Here's Joe Cerro, deep three, dials long distance, puts it in. Joe Cerro has 9 points on 3 three-pointers, and Franklin leads 32-30. Here is Baker, now back for Lockwood on the left side. Lockwood to the hoop, and he's fouled with 2:15 to go in the third, and Lockwood will go to the line. Here's the team foul situation, two apiece, one, and the first one here, it looks like, on Zach Bryan. So two fouls apiece on Franklin and GMU. And Lockwood to the line, shooting two. First one for Lockwood is good. This is a guy who's put in a lot of work on his game. You can say that about Lockwood, Clune, and Butts. All played AAU last spring, played all summer. Wanted to try to take the next step here in the league for GMU. Second one coming here for Lockwood. It's good. So Lockwood's first points of the second half. He's got 14 total. We're tied up 32-32 with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Nowitny on the left side of the floor. Nowitny has it. Bounce pass to the high post here for Tyler Gregory. Down low, Gregory can't get it to go. Dutcher was fighting for the rebound, couldn't get it, and Butts comes up with another one. He has just been windexing the glass here tonight for GMU. Bonskowski gets in to the paint. Kicks one off for Clune, and the jumper from the foul line is good, and Clune's into double figures with 11. GMU leads 34-32 with a minute 45 to go third quarter. Right side for Joe Nowitny, and into the corner now. Nowitny down low again, blocked out of there by Butts. And now a reach-in foul, it looks like, on GMU after they were searching for that loose ball. with 1:35 to go here in the third quarter. Actually going to be a foul on Franklin. Second foul on Tyler Gregory tonight. Third as a team here in the second half. So GMU leads 34-32, trying to increase this lead with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Lockwood on the right side. He's got a game-high 14. Leaves it off for the eighth grader, Gavin Bonskowski. Back for Lockwood. Spots up top of the key for three. Puts it in. He's got 17. Boy, that was a dagger there from Lockwood. And it's 37-32 with a minute 15 to go, third quarter. Gregory to the high post. Down low for Manzer. Up and in. And Manzer now with 10. Left them all alone on that baseline. Back to a three-point game. It's 37-34 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Now a steal here by Franklin, and Logan Young is off to the races, puts it up, and he's fouled by Ethan Butts. Boy, tough call there. Butts looked like he was standing straight up just trying to play good defense. Logan Young leaned into him, but hey, did what he needed to do, and he's at the line. It's 37-34, but Franklin trying to pull a little closer here at the foul line. With 58 seconds to go in this third quarter. First one up and no good for Logan Young. So that's the third foul on Butts and three on Clune. So they've played the third quarter pretty clean as they were in foul trouble at the half. Second one is up and good for Logan Young. And so we're back to a two-point ball game, 37-35. Bonskowski will walk it up the floor here for GMU as the blue and gold go left to right. Here is Lockwood at the top of the key. Now back off for Bonskowski into the corner now for Butts. Butts trying to pass down low, but instead we'll go back to Baker. Baker with a little dribble drive, lost it for a second, gets it back, leaves one off for Clune to the tin. Right-handed layup won't go, but he's fouled with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. And it looks like GMU is going to try to hedge their bets here and put in Hunter Oliver with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter, just so a couple of the big guys here don't pick up those costly fouls late in the quarter. So Clune is to the line. First one is good for Mackenzie Clune. He's got 12. And so Butts will come out of the contest here. Clune's going to come out in a minute, and Alec Hartwell will check in for GMU again, just for protection. Try to make sure no silly fouls happen. So Clune to the line. Second one, no good. And it's a three-point lead for GMU, 38-35. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Cerro up the floor. Now passes off for Tyler Gregory. Down low here for Dutcher. Back out for Gregory. Pump fake. Lost it. Ball on the floor. Lockwood comes out of there with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lockwood and GMU with the shot clock off, playing for one last possession. Now for Baker. Right side for three. Andy Baker from downtown makes it 41-35. GMU with their biggest lead of the game. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Cerro down the floor here for Franklin. Lost it. Ball loose on the floor. Lockwood comes away. Can he get off the three at the buzzer? He will. And it's good. Lockwood from Alabama at the buzzer. And it's 44-35. GMU with a big momentum swing there at the end of the third to take a 44-35 lead. We'll be back with the fourth quarter here on CDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, as we get ready for the start of the fourth quarter. GMU with a 44-35 lead over Franklin. Hunter Lockwood now with 20 points for the Raiders as they really opened it up there in the last minute of that fourth quarter. GMU is going to pick up a rebound off of Franklin miss, and guess who? It's Lockwood down the left side of the floor. Can't get it to go. Baker with a rebound now. Kicks it out for Bonskowski. He pulls up in the jumper. left it short, and a rebound here for Franklin. And back up the floor here for Joe Cerro. Franklin, lots of time left in this fourth quarter, but they're going to have to score some points here and hold GMU defensively. Dutcher down low and back across for Cerro. The lefty for three. No, off the front of the rim. Rebound for Cerro. He just beat Lockwood by about half a second to the ball. And so Lockwood had nowhere to go except to turn his back, bump into him, and get called for the foul. So 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's GMU leading Franklin 44-35. Nate Lowe with you tonight on CDO. We were supposed to have the Sydney girls game tonight against Hancock, but Sydney with no school today. A lot of local schools closed. Some were still open. Both Franklin and GMU were on that two-hour delay, so they're able to fit this game in. We quickly switched gears. We're glad to be here tonight. It's been a great game so far. GMU really just putting on a little show at the end of the third quarter to build up this lead. And now Manzer will be fouled as he will head to the line here. And Manzer a little fired up there after that foul. We'll head to the charity stripe. Good rivalry here. 7:15 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 44-35, and that's going to be the third foul here on Hunter Lockwood. Here's the team foul situation. GMU with five now, Franklin with four. Manzer at the line. First one is good. Hit the front of the rim, and then the iron was good to him, and he puts it down. So that's 11 for Manzer. We'll see if Franklin maybe comes with a press here, if Manzer can make this bucket. Takes that deep breath. Second one coming. Manzer, good. Nothing but net, and he's got 12. So Franklin trails 44-37. No press, though, and GMU brings it back up the floor. Now a silly foul here by Colin Campbell, who fouls him at midcourt. And so that's the fifth team foul on Franklin. So it could come down to who's a better foul shooter here tonight as we approach maybe that one-on-one situation and a couple of fouls for both teams. Lockwood comes and gets the ball here for GMU. As the blue and gold go left to right, they're in front of their own bench with Baker. Down low looking for Oliver, who puts it up and good. Hunter Oliver with a big bucket off the bench here for GMU, and it's 46-37. Kloon and Butts are still on the bench, so head coach Greg Bonskowski is going to take his time and try to keep them safe while he can on the bench. Now a rebound here for GMU and Bonskowski. So Gavin Bonskowski, the eighth grade son of head coach Greg, will walk it up the floor and give it off here for Hartwell. Now back for Lockwood, who's got a game-high 20 points for Baker in the corner. Franklin has switched up to go here in this 2-3, but it's much more aggressive. Now Butts and Kloon are going to come back in. Baker, right side, three, got it. Baker from downtown, and he's got six, and he's finally starting to hit his shots. And GMU leads 49-37 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Cerro up the floor on the right side, passes for Gregory, who just keeps it inbounds. Gregory with a dribble drive, and now back out for Colin Campbell. Campbell, chest pass for Cerro. Down low for Manzer off the glass. Can't get the kiss to go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. Manzer doing the work of a man down low, and he's got 14. Here comes the full court press. It's a 10-point game. GMU ahead 49-39 with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Lockwood. Finds Baker again for three. Got it. Baker is on fire. He's unconscious. Timeout, Franklin. And GMU leads 52-39 with 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
GMU has just gone on fire here to start this fourth quarter from three-point land, and they are getting contributions from all over the place. Hunter Lockwood with 20, Mackenzie Kloon with 12, Andy Baker with 9, Ethan Butts with 6, and so the starting five really doing well here for GMU. Franklin, though, getting some great contributions, 14 from Mike Manzer, 11 from Carson Dutcher, and 9 from Joe Serrell. But they're going to have to defend the three-pointer and score some points in a hurry here. But we know that Cerro can shoot from downtown, and he's going to have to hit a couple of those as well as keep feeding the monster inside in Mike Manzer. to get Franklin back in this game. With 5:40 to go, fourth quarter, GMU leads 52-39. Here's Colin Campbell, left side of the floor. They go down low for Manzer, but it's stolen away here by Mackenzie Clune, and then he's tripped up from behind by Manzer with 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter. And so Clune gets fouled from behind, and that's the sixth foul on Franklin, five now on GMU. They're going to call that foul on Zach Bryan and not Manzer. Actually, no, they will give it to Manzer. So that's his second. GMU is one away from the 1-1 shooting. 5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. They lead 52-39. Here's Hill at the top of the key. His three-pointer is no good. Rolls out of bounds and back to the Purple Devils. So they're going to have to score some points and in a hurry. Try to get back into this game. Now Zach Bryan will check in, and Tyler Gregory will go to the bench. Actually, that's the third foul on Manzer. They keep changing it up on the board. So that is his third. So Manzer's going to have to be careful here with 5 minutes left, too. Franklin with the ball. Here is Manzer. Left side three. Can't get it to go. Dutcher with a rebound, and he's fouled. So Dutcher will go to the line. This is the dream scenario for Franklin here. If you can chip away at these points and not have the clock running. Dutcher with 11 points, he'll step to the line. So that's six fouls on GMU and six on Franklin. Third there on Andy Baker. And so here is Dutcher to the line, the lanky sophomore, waiting for his first shot. This one is up and good here for Dutcher. That makes it a 12-point game, GMU leading 52-40. And Franklin to the line, second shot coming here for Carson Dutcher, who was a big part of that Tri-Valley Championship just a year ago for these Purple Devils. Second one won't go. Rebound is up for grabs. Finally ripped down by Ethan Butts. And ahead now for Hunter Lockwood as he crosses midcourt on the left side. Lockwood to the right side. Looking for that dribble drive. Gets into the paint. Steps back now for Hill. Hill reverses to the right side for GMU. Going left to right for Baker. Baker dribble drive. Lost it, but instead gets it off there to Lockwood, and it rolls up and good. And Lockwood's got 22. And he's having a great night, and GMU leads by 14, 54-40. Cerro over the half-court timeline, gets it to the high post here for Dutcher. Dutcher dinks one back here for Cerro, passes down low, out of bounds, and will stay with the Purple Devils with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Dutcher now underneath the basket will inbound the ball here for FCS. And he'll get one back up for Manzer at the top of the key, who dribbles into the paint, tosses one up, and Clune will get the rebound as he left that one wide to the left. Lockwood will walk it up the floor. GMU not in any hurry now with a 14-point lead deep here in the fourth quarter. Lockwood to the left side, feeds Butts inside with a great lob pass. Butts puts it up and in, and he's got 8, and Lockwood made that one look easy. A very difficult pass, tossed it up over top of the defender, and left Butts all alone for the wide-open layup. 56-40. Franklin, the ball to the outside, off the fingertips of Manzer, and out of play. So we hit 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and it's GMU 56, Franklin 40. And Franklin's going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds again with GMU leading 56-40 here on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessup House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 56-40. The GMU boys pulling away here from Franklin in what was a three-point game at the half. And then in the third quarter, they really went back and forth. Both teams seesawing for the lead. But then GMU, right at the end of the third quarter, started to come alive from three-point land, and they have built up this lead to 16 points, 56-40. Exactly 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter is out of the timeout, GMU with the ball, and Lockwood will walk it up the floor. Lockwood crosses the half-court timeline here as GMU again leading by 16. Back off for Baker. He tries a three, left side, no good. Gets his own rebound. Good job to follow his own shot. Back out for Lockwood. He gets a dribble drive, takes it to the hoop, up and in for Lockwood. Into the land of the trees, and somehow the little guy comes out of there off the glass and puts it in. It's 58-40. And GMU is looking impressive at the moment. Here are the Devils into the right side here for Manzer. Manzer passes down low for Logan Young. He is blocked out of there. And a rebound here for GMU as we hit 3:15 to go in this fourth quarter. And Lockwood is over the timeline. Bounce pass off for Bryant Hill. Hill back for Lockwood, who wants to pass down low but doesn't pull the trigger. Back for Hill. Reverses for Baker on the far side. Baker, little give and go. Back here for Lockwood. Into the corner as they work the ball around with 15 on the shot clock. But Kloon is going to get called for a three-second violation down in the paint. And so the ball will go back to Franklin with 2:58 to go, fourth quarter. GMU leading 58-40. And again, if you're just tuning in, this was a close ball game, and GMU just absolutely caught fire late in the third quarter. Here is Franklin again trying to pass down low for Tyler Gregory, and off the fingertips of Mackenzie Kloon and out of play. GMU is going to start to go to the bench here. Zach Pope is going to check in at the next whistle. As FCS looks to get it in. Devils get it to Jonah Whitney at the top of the key as the white with the purple trim go right to left. Here's Joe Cerro down low, passing one off for Dutcher. Now for Gregory. He goes up, blocked by Ethan Butts. Dutcher goes up, and he's fouled and will go to the line. Couldn't get the shot to go. Not exactly sure who touched him here, and they're going to say it was Ethan Butts. So Butts, that's going to be his fourth, team's seventh. Franklin with six team fouls. Dutcher to the line to shoot two with 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter and GMU leading by 18. Dutcher to the line. First shot is good. Dutcher now with 13 points and the second one coming. So Manzer with 14, Dutcher with 13, Cerro with 9 here for the Devils. Second one for Dutcher, no good. Rebound for Butts as he skyrockets off the floor for that one and leaves it off here for Lockwood. Lockwood will bring it up the floor and some nifty dribbling around behind the back pass for Baker, and he can't finish the layup. Boy, he left that one for him on a silver platter, and Baker just couldn't get it to go. But now a steal for GMU. Baker puts it in, and he's fouled. Baker to the line. He's got 11, and he wanted that one back. Lockwood with a beautiful around-the-back pass found Baker down low, missed the layup, but then GMU stole it right back, and Baker finished this one and will go to the line for the three-point play. I'm sure Lockwood on the bus later is going to be saying, man, you couldn't finish that off? That was going to be my sweetest assist of the year. Some good time joking between those teammates, I'm sure. Kloon and Butts are going to go to the bench here. A great night for them. Butts finishes with 8 and Kloon with 12 for GMU. Baker at the line with 11. Looking to make it 12 for the Raiders with 2:19 left. This one off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Franklin as they trail 60-41, and Cerro will bring it up the floor here for the Purple Devils. Cerro now for Colin Campbell. Deep three on the left side, no good. Rebound for GMU, a blocking foul here on Franklin, and that's going to send Baker right back to the line. That's the eighth team foul in the second half here on Franklin, and the second on Logan Young. 2:07 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 60-41, GMU on top. They'll go to the bench again as Devin Fuller will look to check in at the next whistle. And Mike Manzer is going to come back in here for Carson Dutcher for Franklin. Make sure you stay tuned tomorrow and Friday, folks. We'll have two more boys games. Tomorrow we'll be down at BG as Unitego comes to town for a MAC contest. Baker to the line for GMU. First one, no good. Rebound for Franklin and Manzer. And Manzer will look to hand it off, but he traveled as he was down on the floor and couldn't stand back up without traveling. Friday we'll be over in Walton for a great MAC boys matchup as Walton will face Sydney, two of the top teams in the MAC. Walton is still state ranked in this week's rankings, so that should be a great contest. And now we'll have a foul on the far side with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. This one by Logan Young, and Logan Young is a little fired up here after that one. 60-41 the score. Now Whitney's going to come in and get Logan Young out of the ball game as he was a little frustrated by that last foul. And this will send GMU to the line here with Zach Pope. Pope to the line looking for his first points of the night. And this one off the front rim, no good. Cerro with a rebound. 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter, and Cerro will bring it down the floor. Stops, pops for a long three. That's no good. Rebound here for GMU. and Hunter Lockwood will bring it back up the floor. Lockwood gets across half court, has his pocket picked, though, by Jonah Whitney. And Franklin off to the races down the right side of the floor with Tyler Gregory. Can't get it to go. Manzer the rebound, up and good. Manzer with 16, and it's 60-43. Franklin will not quit late in this game with a minute and a half to go. Ball to the far side of the floor, and stepping out of bounds, there was Devin Fuller giving it back to the Purple Devils. Might be a too little too late here for Franklin with a minute 25 to go. But they are going to play hard to the end, as Joe Serra will get it in at the top of the key. Reverses to the far side for Colin Campbell. Down for Jonah Whitney. It's come up on a minute 15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Serra, again, top of the key, finding the Whitney far side corner, off the side of the rim. No good. GMU with a rebound there, and Alec Hartwell. Lockwood back up the floor, closely guarded by Joe Serra, and to the left side as GMU sets up the offense as they hit 1 minute to go on the clock and a 60-43 lead. Bryant Hill in the corner now for the Raiders, dumping one off for Devin Fuller. For Hartwell in the paint, and his shot rattles out. Boy, about halfway down before it popped free. Franklin back down the right side of the floor with Joe Serra into the paint. Lost it, but he's fouled. And Serra will go to the line with 44 seconds left and GMU leading 60-43. That is the eighth foul on GMU and the first on Alec Hartwell tonight. Serra with a nice night, 3 three-pointers for 9 points. He looks to get into double figures here, and he will with 10. So Franklin now with 3 guys in double figures, Manzer with 16, Dutcher with 13, Serra with 10, maybe looking to make it 11. And Serra to the line, and the lefty does, makes it 11 points. 60-45 with 40 seconds to go here. A steal by Serra. Baseline drive, and he's fouled again, this time by Bryant Hill. Serra right back to the charity stripe. So Franklin chipping away here with 38 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The ninth team foul on GMU and the second on Bryant Hill. So Serra finds himself right back at the foul line, and this one's up and good. He'll take these points all day. He'll cushion the old average. Serra, after making the first steps in for the second one here for the Purple Devils with 38 seconds left, leaves this one too short off the front of the rim. Manzer a rebound, puts it up, no good. But Serra hustling for the rebound, got it off his foot out of bounds, but they will say no. Last touch by Serra, so it'll stay. Here with GM, no, they are going to say that it was somehow off of GMU. I think it clearly went off of Serra, but either way, 30 seconds left, and GMU will be back on defense with 25 seconds left. Serra, a three at the top of the key. Not enough mustard on that one. Skims off the front of the rim. Franklin picks up the loose change on rebound. Back out for Serra. Down low in the paint for Tyler Gregory. He puts it up, no good. Rebound for Lockwood with 13 seconds left, and he's fouled. And Lockwood's going to go to the charity stripe with 24 points. And he can add to it here as GMU leads 60-46 with 13 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Our post-game show is coming up, folks. We'll give out our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players tonight, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Lots of good candidates on both sides here tonight. Lockwood to the line. First one is good. He has 25. Looking to make it 26 here tonight. And the second one coming for Lockwood. I know this is right around his career high, so we'll have to ask him after the game. Lockwood with 26, and GMU leads 62-46. 10 seconds left. Franklin with one last gasp as they bring it down the floor on the right side. Serra is going to dribble it off his foot. Last touch by GMU with 7 seconds left. And so the Purple Devils will get to inbound the ball one last time underneath the basket. Tyler Gregory gets it into the top of the key here for Colin Campbell for three. No good. Rebound, though, for Gregory. Can't get it to go down. Joe Serra, another rebound. He can't get it to go, and that'll do it. GMU is going to win this Tri-Valley Boys contest tonight, 62-46. The Raiders improved to 8-2, and with a nice win on the road here tonight. Always a tough place to come in and play. As GMU defeats Franklin, 62-46. We'll be back with the postgame show coming up on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, one last time to Franklin Central School. Our final score here tonight, the GMU boys pulling away in the late third quarter, early fourth, for a 62-46 win over Franklin for a key Tri-Valley victory here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for GMU, a game high and team high, 26 points for Hunter Lockwood tonight, just did it all for GMU. 12 for Mackenzie Clune, 8 for Andy Baker, 11, excuse me, for Andy Baker, 8 for Ethan Butts, 3 for Bryant Hill, and 2 for Hunter Oliver, so some good scoring there tonight for GMU. 3 guys in double figures for Franklin, 16 for Mike Manzer, 13 for Carson Dutcher, 12 for Joe Cerro, 3 for Logan Young, and 2 for Zach Bryan in a losing effort tonight for the Purple Devils. Let's do our 3 awards. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Easy choice here tonight for me, 26 points for Hunter Lockwood. Just did it all, had great assists, did a good job on rebounds when he could, steals, runs the offense, and is really just kind of the floor general for this GMU team. So Hunter Lockwood for GMU, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Mang. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I want to give that one to Ethan Butts tonight for GMU. Did a great job on the glass, played in foul trouble, came up with 8 points, but I'm going to have to get the final number on how many blocks he had, because he was a beast down low. Certainly well-deserving of our Dynamic Defense Award tonight from NBT Mang Insurance. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO and Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. A multitude of candidates tonight here from Franklin. I'm going to have to give it to Carson Dutcher. 13 points for Dutcher, did a great job on the glass, and was just real steady Eddie for them down there tonight. So Carson Dutcher, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight for the Franklin Purple Devils. Again, our final score is 62-46, the GMU boys over Franklin. Join me tomorrow. I'll be down at Bainbridge Guildford for a boys MAC tilt as Unitego comes to town. So that'll be a ton of fun there. On Friday, we'll be in Walton as Sydney travels over there for a MAC showdown. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back at the CDO studios. We'll see you tomorrow night. Again, our final GMU boys 62, Franklin 46, live here from FCS tonight. I'm Nate Lull, and you have a great night from CDO Sports.